Malachim Aleph Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. So David is handing down commandments to Shlomo of what he needs to do right away to secure his throne. Not all of it is negative. Toward the children of Barzilai HaGiladi, act with kindness. Barzilai HaGiladi, you remember, in Shmuel Beis, not that long ago, Perek Yud Zayin, had shown great loyalty and generosity to David when he was running away. I believe when he was running away from Avshalom, he gave him food, provisions. David had expressed gratitude and wanted to make Barzilai a permanent member of the court, and Barzilai said, I'm too old, I'm in my 80s, I want to die in peace with my family in Gilad, across the Yarden, but my children, take care of my children. So now David is handing down the commandment that he should do that. They should be among those who eat at your table. We're going to see that thousands and thousands of people were at those who ate at Shlomo's table. Shlomo's table is legendary. The best restaurant you could ever hope to go to, times a million. And Barzilai's sons should be among them. Ki chen karvu elai bevorchim ibnei Avshalom achicha. It was Avshalom. Because in this way they befriended me when I fled from Avshalom, your brother. That's a very interesting phrase to use here. That I was running away from Avshalom, your brother, when they did favor to me, when they cared for me, as I had no resources, and I was on the run. The Chazal don't talk very much about why it's Avshalom Achicha. I think there's an instruction there. I think that there's a reminder there that even one's own brother, when it comes to royal power, sometimes trust can be very hard to find, even among the closest family members. And we know that Adoniyahu, Shlomo's brother, tried to take over. And remember that Adoniyahu was called the next son after Avshalom during his rebellion earlier on in Perek Aleph. So there's a message there about brotherhood and what it means.
Fredo, you have betrayed me.
Pasuches, v'hine imcha shimi ben gera ben hayimini mi bachurim. Ah. Now more payback. Behold, with you is Shimi ben Gera, the Binyamini, from Bachurim. Now, Shimi ben Gera was Shlomo's Rebbe, so he owed him great respect for the Torah he had been taught. He was a great Talmud Chacham, but Shimi ben Gera had done absolutely wrong. V'hu kilalani klola nimretzes b'yom lechti machanoyim. He cursed me with a powerful curse. A terrible curse, nimretzes, mufureshes, Rashi says. An open curse. He wasn't even afraid to do that. On the day that I went to Machanoim, when David was fleeing, he was fleeing before Avshalom again, and Shimi was across the way, across the valley, hurling rocks and insults, and David's men said, let's go kill him, he's Merib B'Malchus. And David found excuses to leave him alive, but the excuses have run out. And Shimi ben Gera is now absolutely not going to be let loose on this. He's not going to be forgiven. Now, the fact that he says, Hine imcha, he is with you, is a reference to the idea that he is in Shlomo's power, that Shlomo should do whatever is right to him. V'hu yorad likrosi hayarden, he had gone down to greet me, some greeting. At the Jordan River, Vo'ashava lo v'Hashem lemor im amischa bechorev. And I had made an oath. I swore to Hashem, saying, I will not put you to death by the sword. So I said, I will not put you to death by the sword. But pasuk tes v'yata al tenakehu. But now, do not let him get away clean. David said he was not going to do it himself. Shimi had come with thousands of people to beg forgiveness. He was motivated by fear, not by real remorse, but David had forgiven him anyway and promised not to kill him, because at that time David's return to the throne was still shaky and he needed support. But that's no longer true. And so now, don't let him off scot-free. Ki ish chachamata, because you are a wise man, v'yodata eis asher ta'aseh lo, and you know what you must do to him. And you will bring his hoary head, H-O-A-R-Y, his white hair to the grave in blood, which is even more explicit than what he had said about Yoav. Shimi can't die peacefully in his bed, Mitzvah David says. He has to die by violence. Don't be moichel him. Don't let him go. He is testing your kingship. He belonged to the family of Shaul HaMelech and wanted to bring them back. So don't be misled by my mercy to him because I had made an oath. But you have to kill him. And the man Lois brings down, the Medrash brings down, maybe you've seen by a vision that among his descendants are Mordechai the Esther, who will save the Jewish people. But that can't be a reason to let him live. He already has children to carry on his line. He has to die for his own sins. But instead of saying, do not let him go down to the grave in the old age in peace, now you say, cause him to go down in blood. Because he had called David Ish Dam, man of blood. And so he had to die the same way. He was also a rebel. Yoav was a murderer, but Shimi was a rebel. And so next time we'll talk a little bit about the passing of David HaMelech and then move on to the drama of the Game of Thrones as Shlomo is going to take care of business.